Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's that passport guy. Thank you for joining in again for another episode of That Passport Guy. This episode, we're going to be touching on the Form DS-60, which is the affidavit regarding a change of name. So that is this, like a purple and white form. And at the bottom on the lower left-hand corner, it will say DS-60, which is the affidavit regarding a change of name. Now, the Form DS-60 may be submitted as supporting documentation when a legal name change has not occurred. Generally, Form DS-60 is not sufficient evidence of an abnormal name change of it on its own. The amount and type of documentation needed depends upon the type of name change. Now, the Form DS-60 must be completed in full. And like I said, like all applications, they had to be filled out in black ink. Don't ever fill out a form in blue ink. It will not get accepted. Just to let you know that. So it is important that the date the applicant assumed the present name and number and the number of years the person completing the affidavit has known the applicant by each name be completed. The person completing Form DS-60 must provide details regarding the applicant's name change. The person completing the form, preferably a blood relative, must have personal knowledge of the applicant's use of both names and provide valid identification to the officiating agent. Form DS-60 must be executed before a passport agent, acceptance agent, or notary public, and a Photoshop copy of the affidavit's affiance. podcast, I can do whatever I want. Affiance identification must be submitted with the completed form. Now, yeah, for those, you know, you might have to use it, you might not, but this is good to have just in case if you do need to fill out the DS-60. So it's just, you know, something to have, and you can get that form at your local, you know, library or post office. Just go in and ask someone and they'll be glad to give it to you. And if needed be, you know, you bring that in, and that has to be included with the DS-11 form that you will be filling out. So so this is going to be a very short, very, 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 very short podcast tonight. So, feeling a little better than the weather. No, not coronavirus, but it's out there and it's kicking everybody in the, you know what. So, I hope, you know, I'm sure, like, traveling is the last thing on people's minds, but just in case, you know, once everything is set and clear, just take the proper procedures to, you know, getting that passport, and you know, just, you know, for the time being, you know, you can listen to the podcast, gives you something to do, gives you something to do. You know, in case we get on lockdown, which I doubt we are, but, you know, just in case if it happens. So let's pray that we don't, you know, and then everything will be back to normal, and then we can start traveling again, and then y'all could just take these information down. At least y'all could go to That Passport Guy and you could check everything out. So, you know, so just letting you know, give me a reference. Like I said, this is a short one. The DS-60 affidavit regarding a name change. You might need it, you might not. You know, that don't come across a lot, but when it does, it's good to have that info on hand. So until then, you know, be safe. Stay, you know, hopefully no one gets that coronavirus. And, you know, if you're going to travel safe. Be careful, you know, be clean, and just be, you know, again, be safe. Other than that, it's that passport guy. I'm out. Peace.